So I'm going to have to do a little bit of technical presentation here. I won't do much more today, but we'll go on to do that tomorrow. We'll look at the psychological model in more detail. I'll introduce it briefly today so that tomorrow you have a pleasant feeling of familiarity, even though it will be completely illusory. The text says that experience, if you like, here we could start to broaden the terminology and talk about consciousness, even mind. Mind has three broad sort of phases through which it goes, through evolutions or manifestations. It has what are technically called in the text the vipaka vijnana, the resultant mind, the mind that is the consequence of what's happened in the past. It has it's difficult to find the exact translation, manana, which means a thinking or discriminating. There's a thinking or discriminating phase of the unfoldment of experience, and there's the object perceiving aspect of mind. So mind unfolds in these three phases. First of all, there's the mind that is the consequence of past actions. Then there's the mind that discriminates. And then there's the mind that perceives through the sense faculties. This is sixfold. You know that in Buddhism it's generally said there are six senses. There are the five physical senses plus the mind sense, the imagination. So the third evolution of consciousness is the six sense consciousnesses. So we have, first of all, an evolution of consciousness, which is simply the basis of experience established from past action. Then we have the evolution of consciousness that is the interpretation, the discrimination of experience. And then we have the evolution of consciousness that is sense experience, that is sensory experiencing. Don't worry, it'll all add up in a moment. Well, probably in quite a few moments. So consciousness unfolds, it evolves in accordance with the principles of Pratityasamutpada, in accordance with past conditions. It unfolds in the form of three broad evolutions. First of all, there's that evolution of consciousness which is simply the action of the past upon the manifesting in the present. There's then that aspect or evolution of consciousness that is the interpretation of our experience, the discrimination of our experience. And then there's that aspect of experience that is the discrimination of sense objects. So these three different aspects, all present right now. There's a sort of very deep, basic imprint of the past upon the present. What we've done in the past, what we thought, the way we've interpreted things, bears upon us now. It bears upon us in our present experience and forms the basic substructure of our experience. Then that present situation presented to us is interpreted as a subject and an object existing independently. We'll see how this happens when we come on to examine this in detail. And simultaneous with that, the mind, as it were, reaches out and presents to itself sensory objects. So we've got a kind of cycle. You can see already, those of you who are familiar with the Wheel of Life, the potential for a cycle here. This is the the emergence of the past in the present. This is the discrimination, the discriminating faculty. These are the six sense faculties. And on that basis, we act and we set up a momentum, a karmic momentum. Which re-manifests in our experience in the present. So the whole consciousness system unfolds, we act on that basis, and that re-establishes the conscious system, the experiencing situation. So you could say, what it's getting at in brief, is that our discrimination of a independent subject and independent object is a habit. We're caught up in a habit that's been going on since beginningless time. We've been doing this. We've been building a system of consciousness, interpreting the world in terms of an independent subject and object, acting on the basis of that interpretation, establishing for ourselves a new consciousness, which we then interpret in terms of an independent subject and object, act, and so on. So it just goes round and round and round. So that's the first thing that we're being told, as it were, is that this consciousness unfolds on the basis of what we've done in the past in terms of a discrimination, which then leads us to act and re-establish the whole thing again.